broadcasting from Pod Bay 2, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Ferry Studios. We alter your locus aurelius by warming your synapses with rejuvenative Nick Caves. The Trigger Weeds is brought to you by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anybody except governments. The Freedom Feeds also reminds you that my bed is covered by the BIPCOT no government license. You can learn more at BIPCOT.org. I'm not being lewd. That's it. That's a pocket alibi.
Do you have access to a... you must have access to an Android phone, huh, Steve?
That is correct. I do. I have a loaner because my beautiful phone.
Your iPhone is too beautiful for the Freedom.
All right, I saw that the other day that you lost your phone finally gave up, and you're still going to get another one. What is wrong with you?
it's insurance, homie.
Oh, that old scam. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's awful. It's the worst scam. Do not ever do.
Well, no. It's great, but I don't care about. I can't deal with the phone companies anymore because I pay. I actually pay a decent price for my phone, and I get to keep it. I don't have to pay forever and stay on a contract.
In summary, that's Jeremy Hay Edwards is telling you it is the current year, and I am unable to even with a phone company.
Exactly.
That is the TLDR. That's the TLDR. To liberty. That's racist. I don't know what it's supposed to stand for. I'm Steve Miller, live here in Delaware. Wanted to warn people.
We're in Delaware.
I know some folks that listen to the show are fans of Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom, and I just wanted to warn everybody that there's a new medical study out that says that marijuana has been shown to make Christian rock listenable.
Whoa.
Yeah, but you know what Kratom makes listenable? Here's what Cash Newman told me. And this is going to be a music episode. There's this band called USA Freedom Kids. How did you describe them, Steve? Cross between what and what? People and Nick Cave? No.
No. Children of the Corn?
Yes.
and the score of every Nazi propaganda film.
And what's that? No, what's America Police? What's that thing?
Team America World Police, yeah.
USA,
the puppet movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so America, this is what Cash Newman says. Yeah. I have some Cash Newman news coming up, too. So, okay, here we go.
News you can...
snooze to?
News you can ooze. That should be the name of this episode. Yeah, all right. This is listenable on Kratom.
Come on, but not behind me. Do not follow.
I'm sorry. There's not enough kratom in Indonesia to make me like that.
No.
No.
But I can totally
join that.
That sounds like a country song. What you just said.
Not enough. Your little kratom blonde, 5-year-old twins singing that. No, okay. That'd be great.
Well, yeah. Well, see, if they had gone blue eye like their mother, then I'd have to worry about the whole Aryan thing. But I think we're all right.
Aryan. This isn't Aryan. This is.
If you listen to that, if you translated that into German, it would completely sound like German propaganda music.
The interesting beat and everything. Part is too. Like it also. Like I agree with what it says. Freedom needs a hero. You know, the American idea of freedom, the illusion of freedom, needs great
illusions.
You know, the great man theory, which is a bunch of bunk. You know, it's not any one bad person. It's not any one great person to save anything. And you know, I gotta say, Trump isn't making me that happy. But I thought that
you really pulled a deep cut with the USA Freedom Kids right there. I consider myself something of a fan in that I enjoy their song about Trump. I thought it was, I'm a hipster. What do you want?
They have like, song about was Trump. Like, was it?
What's oh yeah,
about Trump.
I believe you're playing songs. That pre-show. It's the one. What name them?
Oh,
I'll tell you.
Freedom's
I'll tell you
Call
one.
Or Grand Old Flag.
Freedom's
National
Call.
Anthem
yep.
Part 2. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, no. Freedom's Call is about Trump, and it was a Trump campaign yeah. song, and he they campaigned.
What are you doing tonight? Want to go cop blocking?
Yeah.
And they
blocking.
They performed it at Trump's campaign.
Oh, that was. Oh, this is the only act he could get was like this in the Marine marching band, right?
They, right. Yeah.
I mean, like.
Oh no, he got Toby
Ted
Keith,
Nugent,
didn't he?
Man, how come he couldn't get Ted Nugent?
Toby Keith is a good get. I don't care. I know. I know you like to defecate on country, but. I really
I do
enjoy
not. I love country
the
music.
Keith of Toby. I just I do like this fake music. Country music. Like
no, no.
Toby
well, Toby.
I,
like Toby,
I only enjoy like real Johnny country Cash. Music.
Toby yeah. started. Ooh, Toby started yeah. in the last generation, so it wasn't
I mean,
the completely
like
rocked out
pop music. Country music. I like but Kris Kristofferson.
I gave up on I gave up on Toby when I became an anarchist, and then I went back to listen to his songs, and it was just constantly America, America, America.
Kris Kristofferson.
Like, no, Toby.
No,
Kris well, him too.
An outlaw.
No,
all of them love America. Though I mean, but
I never even met her son, let alone Kristoffen.
Like Johnny Cash, like lost record deals and stuff, like protesting the Vietnam War. You ever heard his song "Why I Wear Black" or "The Man in Black"?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, you heard
yes.
it. Yeah,
yep,
yeah.
It's, but the problem is that it was written in earnest at a time where people didn't go overboard.
Yeah,
with praising themselves for their political stances.
Now you get school
where
credit
it actually
for protesting.
Was. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Go out and tell the man, tell the hetero patriarchy
my
how angry you are.
No, well, especially with the crowds that go to those shows. Even if you're having an off night, all you have to do is stop the show momentarily, yell "America," and the entire place will go insane.
Or have a moment of silence for fallen troops.
Oh, exactly.
Or,
yeah. Like
what else
so.
Cops.
Yeah, cops. Anything.
Fallen
yeah.
cops. Yeah.
Fallen cops.
Yeah.
Am I being detained?
Am I being detained?
Yeah. So there's some
that's
updates.
That's Pocket Alibi, folks.
It's a Pocket
home.
Alibi. The free Freedom Needs free Freedom Feeds app.
I have not checked it since you did the last update.
Freedom needs a Pocket Alibi.
Freedom needs a Pocket.
Thanks, Trump.
Yeah. These are not new ones.
That'll come in handy.
There's some new ones. There's one thing I had was the libertarian pickup lines were not only all male, they were all Steve. So I had my wife redo. So now there's male and female options for some of Steve's.
Free Friday night? Let's go warn people about the police checkpoint. What are you doing tonight? Want to go cop blocking? Want to come up to my room and see my etchings of liberty? Is this
one of the better
gluten-free?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this Yakni gluten-free?
Hold my camera while I yell at this meter maid.
Hey, baby, hold my camera while I yell at this meter maid.
Yeah.
See, doing an impression of my voice is a very unique skill that only
she
certain
people
have.
She wasn't doing an impression of your voice at all.
I know, but I'm about to lay into Jim Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Jim Jesus' impression of me, and I've heard it.
You know,
sounds
you like all
sounds
his impressions.
Like,
you like all his impressions, except the ones of you.
That's not that's true, because I feel his are. Trump and his Bernie are too similar. And that's been a recurring thing, and I'm on the record, and I have the
well,
documents
hey,
about that.
They were very similar candidates. I mean,
but when
Bernie
he does an impression,
Bernie
of me, it sounds like
he wanted to put
Jim Jesus in a camp.
Yeah, and also wanted to like, charge.
Why do you think I was pro Bernie?
Foreign tariffs. Because you want to put Jim Jesus in a camp.
Yes, exactly. And anybody who violates my feels. But the main way to create a violation of my feels is to do an impression of me that sounds like an American Henry Kissinger with a stuttering problem. You have to understand it's like my voice sounds like it's got
shots
this like
fired.
Hipster cake with homo frosting, and I always sound like I'm about to narrate a 9/11 truth documentary on YouTube. That's the sort of voice that I have.
Well, you know,
and you can
know
either
that
get
I,
it or you can't.
You know that I'm partially responsible because between during the ads on the show where he really started doing quote unquote you know he introduced it during the break, and I said, oh, it doesn't sound enough like Steve Miller. He's like me. He always kind of sounds like he has a cold. So you have to put put a finger up one nostril. You know, so basically, if someone took a picture of you doing your Steve Miller, you'd be picking your nose. So, yeah, put his finger up. I don't know. I can't do it, but I don't do impressions. But
okay, I'm also not Pope John Paul.
He doesn't have his finger up his nose. He actually has his finger on the edge.
I don't want to know where Jim has his fingers.
Okay. You want to hear American Mommies by USA Freedom?
Can you say that on radio? What?
Yeah. Here's a song for the very best moms in the whole wide world.
Ew.
They lost me for spelling.
We're going to have to listen to like 5 minutes of Nick Cave, The Firstborn is Dead, when we get back as an antidote to that. Here we go. Let's listen to some newer Nick Cave.
I thought you were going to say, let's listen to some newer USA Freedom.
Dig yourself.
They're anarchists.
Just
now.
Out this week.
No, dig yourself, Lazarus.
I can hear my mother wailing and a whole lot of scraping of chairs.
Dig yourself, Lazarus.
I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on upstairs. Lazarus, dig yourself. Lazarus, dig yourself.
Enough of that, Nick. Might be a cuss in there.
Is he sort of Briton?
What's a Briton?
Britain? Someone from, yeah.
No, he's from Australia. Worse.
That's even worse.
South. It's like the South, the criminals. It's kind of like the American
debtors.
South, all of Australia, pretty much. Although it's more nanny than England, even. You have to wear a helmet to jog on the beach in Australia.
That's kind of cute.
Kind of retarded.
Everyone
should be equally retarded, just like that book by Vonnegut that Lou was talking about the other day. You know that
what
one?
What book is that? No.
Oh, it's a short story. Herzeron Berzerak. I forget his name. Something.
I think I was made to read this in state school, ironically enough.
Yes, which is ironic. They would never teach us anymore. Oh, they would now. They would say this is what Trump is like, probably. Yeah. Yeah.
This is what he's doing. He's so mean. Don't be like him. Yeah. Be like Bernie. Yeah.
Harrison Bergeron is the name of the... I think it's a short story.
I don't think I know that one.
You could have told me he was a Major League Baseball player and I'd have bought it.
I don't care. No.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock and you're listening to Freedom Fiends. On the radio, worms.
Yeah.
Oh,
what's Connecticut's cat sound like there, Steve?
I'm not in Connecticut.
Where are you?
How would I know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Those are some of the new additions. Wow.
That's a little lewd.
Hey, wait a minute. My Bitcoin, my bed is covered by the... Well, here, why am I doing it when I've got... I can have you doing it. All right, so...
My bed is covered by the BIPCOT no government license.
PG-13.
This whole thing's PG-13, which also...
Deutschmark 6.
All right, so if you want to see, which means you have to be 10. Yeah, like the app, like the Freedom Fiends apps. Hey, a good show. Check it out, Sneaky Pete. Sneaky Pete. It's an original series on Amazon. The whole first season's up, and it's really good. It stars, it's created by, who's the actor who plays Walter White?
Yeah, Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston, and he's the co-creator. The other co-creator is the guy who created House. Bryan Cranston's in it as one of the main characters, and the main character is played by Giovanni Ribisi. Is that his name? I like him.
Yeah.
He was in, God, what's he in? He's in Saving Private Ryan. Did you know that Bryan Cranston is in Saving Private Ryan?
I've never seen it, so no.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Not a big fan of war. I was never a big fan of war movies. So.
Yeah. All right. So it's a good show. It takes place in rural Connecticut. I love it. check it out. It's all up on Amazon. So now, so like, I hate TV so much. I have four pay TV services now. one of them is cable TV, because I get my cell phone cheaper if I get like a basic cable package, like AT&T has some deal. So, but it's okay, because then my wife can watch Game of Thrones, you know, for 6 weeks of the year.
I pay for TuneIn Premium just so I can get radio. That's
really?
That's, yeah.
Wow. So talk radio or music radio?
No, so I could get sports, because okay.
Yep. So I've got Netflix. You know, finally got rid of the DVD thing. I realized I hadn't ordered a DVD in over a year. I was like, DVDs, man. So I got rid of that. So it's just the regular Netflix now. Yeah. I've got YouTube Red, which also includes Google Music, which is amazing. It's got pretty much every song ever written that I haven't stumped it yet. I think of songs from my whole life, like my music's on there. You know, it's got two bomb records on there. I mean, it's got everything. I haven't checked if it has the Beef People and Baby Opaque yet, though. That'd be really strange.
Baby Opaque.
That was my first good band.
Are the Rolling Scabs on Google Music?
They should be. I think we just stumped it. Beef People are not on there. Let's see. Rolling Scabs.
My mom smokes pot.
Nope, that's not on there. What was the other one? Baby Opaque. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, so I think...
Toddler Translucent they have.
Oh, they have a user's manual for the human experience, from which is on Podio Book, so they have it on Google Play. I'll get royalties off that, too. Tiny, tiny, tiny little royalties. Like $30 a year. That kind of royalty check. But so the two announcements I have is, one is, before we go to Nick Cave on U.S. Freedom Kids, which you said we shouldn't, you know, we're going to play both at the same time. It's based on Jazz on Jazz, that skit on that NPR skit on Parks and Rec, where she goes to do an interview on the local NPR affiliate. And it's got Dan Castellaneta, the guy who plays Bart Simpson and half of the voices. No, not Bart, but half of the voices on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it. Like, he's an NPR host, and he's like, all right, we have an interview coming up, but first, Jazz on Jazz. We people like jazz, so we're playing, you know, what is it? I don't know, two jazz musicians at the same time. Like I can't remember the name of jazz musicians, but two of them at the same
Davis.
Time.
Miles Davis. And Herbie Hancock.
Herbie Handjob, yeah. No.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like Thelonious Monk. Yeah, real jazz. But yeah, so we're gonna play when we get back. Are we going? No? We're
uh-huh.
All right.
Right here.
Yeah. So you said I shouldn't make jokes about, like, you know, Nick Cave.
Well, I was asking if we should.
Well, but I was like, well, you know, other than the fact that half of his songs are about Jesus and the other half are about raping and murdering children, I think we'll be okay.
Oh, Jeremy, you need to be sued by a fake law firm in order for things
Tony
you say.
Styles when you need
for, right for things you say on the air. It's the most liberating feeling to be sued by a fake law firm.
I would love to get sued by Tony's fake law firm. That'd be hysterical, because I've met him and he was just a very arrogant I didn't like him for the site. Like, I was introduced to him and I was just like, I don't like you, there's something about you I just don't like.
He wanted to be on GCN and I had an in, and I put in a good word, and he ended up on GCN and then forgot to do his show and got kicked off. He was like, yeah, I'm a radio host who doesn't do my radio show.
Alternative facts.
Autistic screeching.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends radio show. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgoristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agorist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important, because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers, and some people will try dirty tricks to silence your voice. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agorist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, you cannot tolerate any tomfoolery. So go with AgoristHosting.com. And if you want to get your foot in the door with decentralized marketplaces, Agorist Hosting is now offering Open Bazaar Hosting. Go to agoristhosting.com and click on the button that says Get Hosted Now.
So here we play a little Nick Cave, Chuck covering Johnny Cash to clear the palate of
USA Freedom.
USA Freedom Kids. So we're going to do this thing called USA Freedom Kids on Nick Cave. Let's make it a little more friendly. That's still wrong.
Yeah, I don't know which is more wrong.
Yeah, let's do a cover. Let's have him do a Leonard Cohen cover since he's been a you know, topic
of conversation.
Yeah. So here's the good news.
Name people, five of his albums.
I couldn't.
Yeah,
name
you
one.
Know, I really think I wouldn't pass that test with a lot of things, because a lot of people, I owned like three of their albums and listened to them, you know, on repeat for years.
Like
I used to listen to records like every day for a year or two that I really like, and listen to nothing else and listen to them on repeat. But I, you know, then I've never heard the other 12 records from that artist. So I couldn't necessarily do it. I love, you know, the music of certain people. And usually I listen to a little bit of it all over and just find, like, you know, the four good records by somebody. But this is Nick Cave doing Avalanche by Leonard Cohen, which is,
yeah. I am not this hunchback that you see.
Happy music.
You wish to come, campaign, you must learn to serve.
Shoulders,
USA,
enemies of freedom, face the music,
come on boys, take them down.
President Donald Trump knows
ew,
how to
seriously
make America great. Deal from strength or get crushed every time.
100% serious, non-ironically.
So
we're playing it ironically though, I think.
Oh,
is ironically
yeah.
a word?
Yes.
Is ironically a word?
Yes. But irregardless is not, and I don't care that they put it in the dictionary. Stop using it, people.
Greatest band of all time.
USA, USA, the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Yeah, I think we'll play From Her to Eternity by Nick Cave with this. That'll fix this.
I think we need more Nick Cave. I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
I'm getting too much of the Freedom Kids.
Yeah. So I can mix them out.
Their name sounds like it was come up with by an immigrant cab driver. USA Freedom Kids.
Yes. Yeah, like they were really going to see Up with People, and your cab driver said, "Oh, I take you. Yes, you go see USA Freedom Kids."
Yeah.
I want to tell you about a girl. She lives in room 29. He kind of thinks he's Elvis Presley, Jim Morrison. Who else? Neil Diamond. And Satan's Cabana Boy. This is what I read a review of him one time on here. It was it was the record where he got off heroin, supposedly, and someone said that the review of the record was really short. It just said that Nick Cave has long struggled with heroin addiction and singing on key. On this album, he defeats the first and is working on the second. Yeah, so the good news about Cash Newman loves this guy. Cash Newman has a funny story about this guy. Cash Newman never met this guy. He did meet Nick's guitar player, Blixa Bargeld, which means Blixa bar money in German. Met him in Berlin and wanted to film him. We had a video camera with us. This is before everybody had one in their pocket. And we walked up and, "Hey, Blixa, can you say hi on film to my friend Greg Dale back in America?" And Blixa says, and he was walking with this gorgeous woman with red hair who was dressed in, you know, he was wearing a suit. like 2 in the afternoon. He's a junkie wearing a suit and with this like gorgeous, kind of gothically dressed, red haired, pale woman. And he says, we point the camera at him and he says, yes, hello, Greg Dale. It is very nice not to meet you. Now I must go. And he just kind of turned on his cowboy boot and walked off with the girl. It was so rock star, man. Hmm. And we told this friend of ours about it. She's like, oh, I know Blixa. I hate Blixa. Women and drugs, they are his playthings. Which became a line that someone said about Cash Newman in my novel. Starving in the company of beautiful women. And the good news is, here's the good news. So, I've lost the original Quark files of that book and User's Manual for the Human Experience. I actually finally found, like, if you ever try to output a Word document from a Quark file, I mean, from a PDF, doesn't work. Like, everything's wrong. But I actually found a site that does it pretty well. So I turned both of the PDFs I have for those books into Word files. And I'm going to go through them and edit the heck out of them and do a second edition of both as a Kindle book. I've never done a Kindle book. So Cash Newman is going to be on your Chrome Robot Tour in a couple months.
Nice.
It'll be nice. Yeah.
You'll have to subside on Pocket Alibi until then.
What's that?
You'll have to get by on Pocket Alibi until that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what have you ever done for liberty?
So, I'm doing an experiment. So half of the ones I recorded with DJ and I on the new version, and this show right now, me speaking, is through the new mic, the $40 Knox mic. Does it sound any better or worse?
I didn't notice the difference.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's an exact clone of the one you guys are using. So I think this is going to be my new recommended mic for incoming fiends.
This is huge audio news.
Yeah, it really is.
It really is news you can use.
Audio Technica stock is going to crater tomorrow.
Sell, people. Sell.
Buy mics low. Sell them.
Put it in Bitcoin.
It doesn't work that way. Yeah. So somebody's talking about making a Bitcoin poker site, Steve.
When I die, they're going to find $10 million in Bitcoin under my mattress.
I know. And the government can't use it because it's Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So is anything under or on top of your mattress.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
Oh, we were going to play. Let's play some more Freedom Kids. This song's loud enough to cut through. USA.
Freedom Kids.
Yeah. You liking Nick Cave, you guys?
Nope. He's no USA.
Did you think Nick Cave was a comic book hero when I mentioned him
first?
Yeah,
but then Jeremy told me that it's actually Luke Cage that I was apparently thinking of. How am I supposed to keep these people together?
Dude, this sounds like great music if I wanted to go, you know, like on a heroin bender for a weekend.
It is. It's heroin rock.
And since I've never done heroin, I don't know how that's going to go, so. Oh, my. Okay, you know what? The heroin music wins because this is painful.
Yeah.
But didn't they have, like, the Obama kids or something when he, like, I remember, or am I, like,
crazy? An elementary school made their kids sing a song in praise of Obama.
That's what it was. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm liking these two together, Nick Cave and Freedom Kids. I wish I could turn down one, though. I can't really mix them on. But with YouTube, you can. Nah, there's separate volume controls on each one. Here we go.
They can come a little bit louder.
What's that?
The kids can get a little louder if you have separate controls.
How do you? That's perfect.
That's much better.
Got a certain Pizzagate quality to it. Pizzagate.
What? What?
Pizzagate.
Yeah, definitely. There you go. I get it. Nick Cave is fake news.
If I believed in God, I'd be doing that.
He's really just the alter ego of comedian Luke Bryant. Nick Cave is.
What? I'm so confused.
You get that, Steve?
Luke Bryant's not a comedian.
I know. You didn't get that? Come on, man. You're the one that turned me on to, who's that singer? The comedian who's...
Wheeler Walker.
Yeah. Wheeler Walker.
Yeah. Junior.
You didn't like that? Nick Cave is just the is actually just the alter ego of comedian Luke Bryant. Come on, that's funny. Laugh. Wait. Oh, I was going to add laughter to the next version of Pocket Alibi is going to have laughter for when you guys don't laugh. Yeah.
So you're going to request everybody's laugh?
We will be replaced by machines.
Yeah, you will.
Full automation.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm feeling lazier these days anyway, so I don't want to do much.
I never said the final. So I got YouTube Red, Netflix, Amazon Prime, and cable TV.
Oh, you did wind up getting YouTube Red?
Yeah, it's worth it. $10 a month, man. Never see an ad again. Although, the crafty thing is now... There's ads like built-in videos. There was one. It was who's the new country singer? Not Wheeler Walker, but the one everyone's raving about. And I think Wheeler Walker used his band. It's got a weird name.
I don't know. I haven't.
But I went to check that guy out, and the first video I found was a video of him and his band playing in a brewery, like it was paid for by the brewery. But there's no ad at the beginning of it. But the whole thing's kind of an ad for some like microbrew
products.
I'm okay with that though. That's a much better aesthetically pleasing way to do it than chopping it up and making. At least for me,
I'd rather see someone playing music with a bunch of like cases, pallets of beer in the back than
heck. They could have cheerleaders walking by, holding up things with beer on it. And I wouldn't care. As long as
Great Country is for macro brews though, not for micro brews.
It really is.
This is true.
It's for people that are drinking Miller High Life or Genesee or such like. I like Genesee. My friend Steve,
Passive Aggressive Hour,
loves Genesee. Yeah, Genesee Cream Ale.
Yeah.
Just a little indication. Just who will take.
Yeah, he's a tryhard.
What's that?
He's a tryhard.
Who?
Nick Cave's tryhard.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. By sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom.
Fiendbot 3000.
Fiend phone.
Bipcot no gov.
Bad audio is a hate crime.
A Freedom Fiends worms button.
And ask me about my worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1¼ inch, now they're 1¾ inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
Hey, this is Squisscar Squiggles from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedoms Fiends on the, the radios. And I guess I says worms now, so there you go.
You were on Twitter this week.
Yeah, Mr. Lincoln blocked me last night.
Tell us about this man. First of all, I don't believe Lincoln existed.
Of course.
I just want to throw that out there for those of you new to the show. Continue, yes. With Mr. Lincoln.
Yes, well, in this timeline that we're going to talk about right now, this hypothetical timeline.
What is this, a Harry Turtleduff novel? All
right. Where Abe Lincoln did exist. I don't know, there was this guy on Twitter who went by the handle Mr. Lincoln, and apparently he was a huge, Yeah, we've been back, Michael. Go ahead. Thanks for joining us. And he was apparently his tagline was something about setting the myths right about Lincoln, but he was still very pro Lincoln, and and pointing out any facts that are.
I bet he wasn't even an amateur Lincoln.
So yeah, he was very easy to rustle and agitate just by pointing out simple facts about about the the Lincoln who may or may not have existed, and it was entertaining. I normally don't go on Twitter for that.
I want to get on Twitter with a new account and go totally in the tank, not for some historic figure, but for like some carpenter that died at age 26 while Lincoln was alive, and be like, yeah, he was great, and I'm trying to set the facts straight about John Morris of Framingham, Massachusetts, who lived from 1855 to 1873, or what have you.
Oh, yep. Man.
And start fights with people. I mean, if you're going to choose somebody who's been dead for 150 years, choose somebody who was fairly benign. You know, yeah. Died of cholera, whatever.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, for me, I found the humor in me going after this guy because he was yelling at people who were saying that Lincoln didn't actually free the slaves, and I came in there and he started yelling at me, and my name on Twitter is Silas Stillman Soul, he's an abolitionist who was hooked up with John Brown. He was killed pretty early. He was only like 28, I think, when they finally caught up with him and killed him. They were not happy with him because he had been helping his family since he was like, 14 to 16, helping runaway slaves hide in their, when his parents and his brothers, his older brothers were out doing stuff, he was the one at home helping hiding the slaves and keeping the slave catchers at bay. So he's a very interesting figure, not very well known, but I found out about his story through a friend of mine, and I've become kind of obsessed with him. So it was entertaining to me that this guy's going on, and I'm like, listen, I was almost tempted to say I was a real abolitionist. You have no idea what you're talking about, but I didn't take it that far. So
you need to quit living in the past, Mr. Lincoln. First of all, how are you giving yourself a gendered title in the year 2017? You need to quit living in 1865 or whenever you think this guy existed and subsequently died and rose from the dead or whatever this guy believes about Lincoln. And yeah, get with the times. crawl out of your log cabin every now and then.
Yeah, we'll see.
Putting the That's odd funny. Back in Mary Todd. I wonder how full lifestyle a Lincoln person this is. You think he's a Lincoln impersonator that goes to various nursing homes and elementary schools, or
he could be. He seems rather dedicated.
I told you, well, in William Seward's house, right, Steve?
Yeah.
You heard that?
Yeah.
No one cares. All right. The guy who bought Alaska under Lincoln. That was also. They tried to assassinate him. A lot of people don't know that they were trying to kill like everybody in the line of succession.
There was three of them.
A Democrat. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like three or four people lined up.
Yeah.
From what I remember.
Assassination politics.
And they were only successful with Lincoln, right? And they wounded at least one of the other ones.
Yeah.
Was it Seward? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Steve's going to say Lincoln.
It would have worked. No, that's not what's about.
Yeah.
It would have worked too if John Wilkes Booth had only Googled assassination markets. Or maybe voluntarism. If he had Googled voluntarism, then yeah, it definitely would have worked. I don't understand libertarians who are pro Confederacy though, because the Confederacy had like worse, more intrusive government than the Union in a lot of ways. But hey, you're a rebel, bro. You do you.
It was government. They're all bad. So.
But mine didn't like black people. Woo!
Oh, there's a lot of people that didn't like. Yeah, he wasn't a very big fan of them.
Yeah, he just freed the slaves as an economic warfare in the South, basically. Mm. He once said that blacks should never have the vote. he's not a fan.
He also said that the white man would always be superior or something to that.
I can understand, like, though, why black people still consider him a hero. If I were a slave and I were freed by a racist, I'd take it, you know?
Yep. Well, every time.
You know, kind of like, I'm no fan of Trump.
Are you sick of seeing peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's low orbit ion cannon high atop Financial Peace Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. So we are back for the second hour. This is Jeremy. I'm here with Steve Miller, and Michael W. Dean is somewhere in the background. I don't know. I haven't heard from him in a while. I'm sure he'll be back at some point.
He's spelunking in Nick Cave.
Oh man, you're on fire tonight, Steve.
So we got some sports news for the people out there. So for those of you who are listening to this episode on the app in the future, and it's just random voices that come up and you're completely disconnected from the date, we're doing this on the morning of January 30th, current year 2017. And yes, and over the weekend, everybody was freaking out over these immigration orders that President Trump sent out. And one way people were freaking out was in the sports world. The Milwaukee Bucks played the Toronto Raptors in Toronto the other day, and they have on their team this fellow named Thon Maker, Thon Maker, and he looks like a praying mantis. He's 7'2". He's about five shades blacker than midnight, and he doesn't have like an ounce of muscle or fat on his body. He's just like this very skinny 7'2", 19-year-old kid. And he was in Canada with his team, and this immigration order comes down. He's from Sudan, and they didn't know whether he would be able to get back into the country or not. But he was able to get back in because, I'm assuming, sports privilege.
You know what Trump supporters say? I'll bet. Well, if you want to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs.
Oh, I thought they would say Thon Maker. They ought to be Thon making those things in America. And so that was problematic. These people that couldn't get around the country. And then you have two players from the U.S. who now play professionally in Iran. This is a thing. American former college players, they play pro ball, but they don't do it in the U.S. They go play in China. They go play.
Well, wait, they live here and play on teams in Iran?
No, they live there.
Yeah, they go. And
they play on teams. And Allen Iverson played on a team in Turkey. And when Allen Iverson went to go play in Turkey, I'll never forget the press conference he did where he said, "Ever since I was a little kid, it was my dream to play basketball professionally in Turkey."
Turkish?
I was like, no. No. he's a black guy from D.C. Yeah. But he would say, if you're ever bored, look up an Allen Iverson press conference.
Oh, they were classic.
They were great. He would get into it. He would get
state beatings and or incarceration.
Yep.
He would get it all the time. But now two American players are stuck in Iran because Iran's not letting Americans in or out. So you think you're going to go, you're going to play basketball in Iran, and now they're stuck there. And in Iran, basketball's a little different because here they say boom shakalaka, and in Iran they say boom shaka Allahu Akbar.
Yeah, and instead of playing with a standard, you know, Olympic ball, they play with a human head.
Just kidding.
They play with the head of an infidel.
But
all right, I think that's a con.
We do send all our best. The Freedom Feeds do said good vibes. We said all our best to these two American basketball players playing for the Tehran ISIL or what have you.
Oh, well, it was Somalia. Jim Babb is now living in Somalia and doing a talk show on local on national radio there.
Somalia and Iran aren't near each other?
No, I meant over there. You know, not here, not in the beautiful USA.
Over there? What are you, the USA Freedom Kids? Oh, okay.
All right, so I want to talk about how people don't call people cucks much anymore. They call them snowflakes, and I got called a snowflake today.
Socialist snowflake.
Yeah, I'm far from a socialist.
Well,
I get triggered sometimes, but
it's Wyoming. You're far from everybody, so yeah. I would assume the nearest socialist is probably 100 miles away. So, yeah, you're far from socialist.
In Laramie at the college.
Well,
there's a bunch of them there.
The socialist thing I wasn't necessarily surprised by, because that is a tactic, has become a tactic of the alt-right, because I've seen it in former friends of mine who supposedly were anarchists who have now adopted way too many. You know, they're basically Cantwell without the meth. Yet.
Is just a meth head waiting to happen, aren't they?
Possibly. I don't know that much about them. I try not to pay that much attention. But yeah, they
Trump's
do.
Trump's going to legalize it, right?
But they do. They definitely have taken to calling anybody who disagrees with them just either some form of a left. It's either a leftist or some variation of that. Like everybody, it doesn't matter who you are.
When all you have is a hammer, it's a world full of socialist nails.
Exactly.
I saw a funny meme about that the other day. It was Anarchy Ball, you know, the red, yellow, and black ball that represents anarcho-capitalists in...
They went alt-right, too. It's now called Clanarchy Ball.
No, it's not.
Clanarchy
but they had
Ball.
They had this variation on the world's smallest political quiz, and it was like... You know, a big rectangle, big square, and bottom right corner was the anarchy ball, and the rest of it said communism. And
yep.
It said an anarcho-capitalist's view of the world.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, if you're not anarcho-capitalist, you're a commie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's another one where they just did it. They skipped the whole quiz part and just put a picture of it. And it's just a giant picture of a communist flag and a tiny little corner.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's the one. Okay.
I was thinking it was kind of based on the quiz.
You're right. Yeah. It's just tiny, but it's absolutely lately that's what it's become, and it's sad. And
yeah.
I got called. Yeah, you
go ahead.
Oh, you did. You got called a socialist snowflake, which was
funny. I got called a socialist for saying that. I don't even remember exactly what I said, but it was a discussion about Stefan Molyneux, who's a former anarcho-capitalist who is now a full-on. He's from Canada, but he sang the Star Spangled Banner when Trump won the election. I mean, he's gone from being a pretty good anarcho-capitalist who brought a lot of people to ANCAPism and voluntarism to a so-called anarchist who used government guns to silence a critic to, you know, or no, first to a cult leader, an actual, probably, wait, where's the app?
I guarantee.
There we go. Yeah. To a cult leader.
Not a guarantee.
Yeah.
A guarantee.
And who is, you know, actually running a real cult.
Allegedly.
So I read in a few magazines. To kind of a right winger, you know, kind of a, well, I'm still an anarchist, but we live in the real world, so I have to support Trump, to a just out and out like Trumpophile who sings American love songs to the flag. You know, I was thinking today, like,
he's American, the USA freedom adult.
You know, I was thinking
Canadian freedom adult.
Where can he go from here? And you know, you'd think it's like Hitler, like how much more right wing, although Hitler's actually kind of left wing and kind of right wing. He's socialist, but had a lot of aspects of what's considered right wing. But, you know, I guess like full on fascist is where the only where you could see he could go. But I don't think so. I think he's going to become a straight up feminist. And here's why. He started out principled and basically went further and further he was also in the men's right movement in there for a minute at one point. But he's basically gone anywhere he gets more donations. Like, he sucked out all the $2 donations from the starving college students, you know, and then went to, like, run a cult, then went to, like, the men's rights movement, because most of those guys, well, they're all middle-aged and have jobs, but, you know, they've all got two ex-wives taking their jobs. And then he's gone full-on Trump, because Trump fans usually have money. So, you know, I'm not more than enough for a $2 donation, at least. And I think he's going to go to feminism, straight-up leftist feminism, because there's more money there, even, you know, that's where the real money is.
So, really?
Well, that'll be, that'll be,
is,
yeah.
What corporations are they running?
I don't know. But, you know, I don't know. Google. I mean, you have to big information technology companies have, you know, they've always got, like, women throughout history on the front page of Google when it's their birthday. It's more women than men, I've noticed, but a lot of them, you know. But anyways, let's talk more about, I want to talk about the snowflake thing. So I first heard someone call someone, you know, a leftist, a rightist call a leftist, or a libertarian call a leftist, a socialist, socialist or a leftist call them a snowflake, probably 6 months ago. When did you guys first hear it? Was it longer than that? I can't remember.
Yeah, 6 months to a year, somewhere in there.
And
yeah.
I instantly got it.
It would come up here and there. Like, I felt, you know, like I heard
from
it before that.
I instantly knew where it was from as soon as I heard it. It's from a speech in Fight Club when he's yelling at his space monkeys with a bullhorn in the garden. It says, "You are not special. You are not a beautiful and unique snowflake. You are the same decaying organic matter as everything else. Well, we're all part of the same compost heap. We're all the singing, dancing crap of the world." It's from that. And actually, the author of that said something recently, like gave an interview, like giving himself credit for it. It's kind of funny. I play it if I find it. But yeah,
I don't know if I would be so eager to go and be like, "Hey, people are insulting each other with this term from my thing."
Well, but he's weird politically. Like, it's hard to nail. He's kind of left and kind of right, and but he basically says that
people hate that.
What? Left and right.
If they can't nail down your political beliefs in just one tweet, yeah.
That's why I got called a snowflake for defense. You know, for saying Molyneux was
You just made a comment about somebody.
Someone said, "Check out this, you know, his latest post where he talks about, you know, Trump banning, you know, immigrants." And I said, without even listening to it, I said, "You know, oh, what does he do? Say that Trump didn't go far enough?" That's my guess, and it's probably accurate, knowing Molyneux these days. But, you know, some Trump supporter, alt-right guy, immediately said to me, "Hey, you socialist snowflake, just listen to it." You know, like the cult thing, like, you know, don't have a comment, just listen to Dear Leader.
Yep.
You know, and it's not like you could say, "Oh, well, you're, you know, Michael, you're not, you know, looking at the evidence." I've heard so many hundreds of hours of Molyneux, you know, and it's all the same. Anything from a certain period, I can predict what he's going to say about anything. You know,
it's kind of like, oh, you have a little timeline. You're like it's like a museum.
What?
Timeline.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't, but there should be.
Throw on some throwback 2011 Molyneux, like it's an old sports jersey.
Pretty 2013 is maybe earlier than that, but.
You know what else this app's good for? Doing radio shows. Doing radio shows. While eating. Yes. Guys in Maine, and they're probably, I could just play. And you could also play old Freedom Fiends episodes.
So yeah, they're creating the Bitcoin revolution.
Yeah,
this is Fiends on Fiends.
Fiends on Fiends.
Yes. Yep. Oh, interesting. This app can play live Fiends and still play the stuff.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgoristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agorist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agorist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, go with AgoristHosting.com.
Turn off your chainsaw, Michael. It's bad audio.
So we just discovered something kind of funny, which is that on the new Freedom Fiends app. You can play the Freedom Fiends on it like this. Hit the button that says Liberty has an excuse for everything, and it is its name is Freedom Fiends. And then you can also, at the same time, you know, play the one-liners. So here's the Fiends. You can, like, jam along with the Fiends. You can pretend you're doing the Fiends. So you hit the back button, and then, you know, you pull up any of them.
You know, continue to put...
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Trump.
Taxation is theft.
So, you know, it's a bug, but I'm actually going to turn it into a feature by just going on the Amazon site and, like, adding that this is one of the features. I like it. Yeah.
Announcing it probably ruins that for...
I need to add laugh tracks to this thing. I'm going to do it tonight. All right, so seriously, I can do it. It's easy to update. It's so easy to update an Android app and get
that's
it updated.
The problem with the current year is that it's way easier to add a laugh track than it is to just write better material.
All right, so we're talking about unique and special snowflakes. And Jeremy, if you want to pull up this... Oh, first of all, pull up the email I just sent you. At the top, there's how we're going to choose tonight's... Let's take an aside and choose tonight's show title with this new link bait generator. Yes. Got it? Type Freedom Fiends into that and then hit go.
Okay.
And then I'll pull up this... yeah. All right, Chuck Palahniuk on snowflake quote.
Well, the very first one is probably very fitting for, especially for people that are big Trump fans, why Freedom Fiends is or are destroying America. So,
yeah, I like it.
I wouldn't give us that much credit. No, I'm not saying give it credit, but you know what I'm saying. Like we're like I don't know. I've been seen as an enemy already. People on the right that
enough about
Trump,
Mr. Lincoln though.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that guy. They know like plenty of people have just automatically just, you know, it's amazing how quickly they can switch. And now I'm a leftist. You know, same thing. You being a special snowflake. It happens all the time. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So somebody said, I saw a really funny comment on some thread on Punk Rock Libertarians where I'm now an editor. So send me your memes, your wonderful memes, and maybe I'll put a Bifcot on them and put a
bring
Bifcot
me your
on
tired, them. Your poor, your Pepe's.
Your pep, that's funny. Yeah, I told you to that you should go up on stage at your job when there's someone playing there, and like on stage in front of 1,000 people, do an ad for does that hold place you work?
790 at a sellout.
Okay, 790. So, you know, wait until Luke Bryan's playing a secret show there, and then go up on stage and introduce him, but say, and first the Freedom Fiends act, and you know, play a Freedom Fiends app act, and play and just, you know, play some stuff from it. I can't turn off the Fiends. Darn it. Boy, there we go. Yeah, and, you know, play some stuff from it. And you'd probably get fired. So I said you should just pay some homeless guy $20 to do it. And what did you say? Steve. All right. That's almost Steve. 6 seconds. Is he still
what
there?
What did I say?
Steve, yeah. Oh, you said to say, just, you know, oh, I'm sorry, sir. An older bum told me to do it.
Oh, that was what you were setting me up for. Yeah. See, I missed the alley-oop. Right. Yeah. No, yeah. Standing right, there.
There you go.
I'm like an Iranian basketball player.
Uranium enemas to keep away the new world order.
Yeah,
can you say that right on radio?
Here we go.
Now a word from our sponsor, colloidal uranium enemas to keep away the new world order.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
Can you say that on this radio show?
Probably
exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. You can say that on radio. But
this isn't the Lulbirds, yeah. All right?
Yeah.
Well, if it's a bad impression, does it count? I mean, I don't know.
Did several takes to get it.
That was right. Ron Popeil. He was trying to do an impression of.
Like if Seeds of Liberty ever got on GCN for some reason, we'd be thrown off immediately because Dave breaks into it all the time, and he's really good. Even Jim was impressed. Yeah. My buddy Dave is one of the things he does very well.
So we're not going to talk about what we're doing. We're going to talk about
just that thing.
The tears, liberal tears from Chuck Schumer. You know, here's the thing.
I hate this man. I hate Chuck Schumer.
I know, me too. Somebody said, though, that, you know, about the liberal...
Pet sitters hate this man.
There you go.
We need to make a commercial.
Yeah, we made a pet sitter listen to Chuck Schumer. See what happens next. That sounds
it will shock you.
All right. He put a shock collar on himself and ran to New York.
No, I just let the dogs attack him. How about that?
Yeah.
That could work.
Hey, cancel the radio.
Yeah. Is that a drone?
Yeah, so what'd Schumer say? Read that Schumer quote about his liberal tears.
We're about to be out.
Literally liberal tears. Read it.
Oh.
Read it after the break.
Huge, like 40-foot high tears.
Yeah, we're not going to get through this.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
Cell 411 is a free app for Android and iOS that replaces government-controlled 911. Cell 411 allows you to preset a group of friends or private organizations to show up in any emergency. Cell 411 is a nightmare for the state because it proves their so-called services aren't needed. Cell 411 has had thousands of installs, and of course it's covered by the BIPCOT No Government License. Cell 411 because your friends won't shoot you when you're in trouble. Without the government, who would build the emergency services? You and Cell 411. Get it today at GetCell411.com. That's GetCell411.com.
Get a bubbly crotch from state power when it's in their favor. Someone said that. It's right.
Bubbly crotch.
You know, I mean, when Obama was...
Occupy tent in their pants.
Nice. Obama took a lot longer to get to, you know, executive orders. He tried to get Congress to do things first. And Trump, who has like Congress behind him to do a lot of things, he has the numbers to have Congress pass a lot of stuff. He's not even bothering. He's just like, he's acting like a CEO, you know, which is not surprising. He's like, oh, I'm the boss. I can write it down and it happens. So liberals are horrified by it. They are crying and like tears are running down their shirt into their pants. And it's a beautiful thing. I don't think a lot of what Trump's doing is not a beautiful thing. But, you know, the silver lining is I love liberal tears. Because when Obama was president, you know, around the end of his first term, in the middle of his first term, he started doing some executive orders and, like, railroading Congress into doing stuff. You know, who knows with, you know, maybe with, I don't know. I think that there were some... There were some congressmen that were bullied into Obamacare. I mean, like, you know, people that absolutely were against it. And then suddenly they were like, I am fully in favor of the Affordable Care Act. And, you know, a lot of times it was either, you know, they threatened to take away a military base in their town, which, like, you know, supplied half the jobs in the eastern half of their state or something. Or there were some that they had nothing like that on. I think what it is like the president can get the NSA to say, like, okay, you tap everyone's phones. What do you have on this? Who's his mistress? And, you know, what financial insider trading deals are he doing? They could put him in prison for 10 years. I think they do things like that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Allegedly.
Well, that was the rub against, what's his name? Was it Roberts? Was the
Robert Emanuel?
No. The Chief Justice was Roberts, right? The one who John Roberts, who had the decision that shifted it. And there was all that talk about him because he was just like you described. He seemed like he was going to be against it. And at the very end, it was just like, oh yeah, here I found a way to make it legal.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
A way to make it legal. So, you know.
It's not a tax, but it
Trump's
is. It's not a tax,
more,
but it is.
Trump's done more on his own without the help of Congress in the first week than Obama did in the probably four months, I would say, maybe 6 months. And it's really upsetting. It's upsetting liberals. And I saw a great meme today. It showed, you know, one of those pictures of at one of the conventions when they announced that Hillary lost, and there's Hillary supporters, actually mostly all women, crying, like tears rolling down their face, literally pictures them. And it was a picture of that, and it said, you know, something about like, oh, isn't it funny how, you know, people who believe in absolute government power never consider that it could be used by someone they don't agree with.
Yeah.
So, and Chuck Schumer is the worst of the worst. He is,
this man.
Feinsteining Bull Schumer is how we say dirty words on this show. And it's Feinstein and Schumer. So Lou came up with that. Why do you hate Schumer?
because I've lived under him for as long as he's been a senator here.
But phrasing.
Huh? Oh, yeah, exactly. Phrasing.
Yeah.
We're Chandler.
Though, no, they're doing you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, yeah. He's been trying to do me for years.
How long has he been over you, and why haven't you asked to change positions?
You know what? I asked. He refuses to take my calls anymore. They don't like me over there.
New Senate seat. Who dis?
All right. So yeah. So before we went to the last break, there's a quote from Schumer that I was going to read. So. This is what old Chucky has to say on this whole matter, and it's so despicable. Because I caught clips of this from the speech he gave. It might have been Bryant Park. I'm not sure. Wherever he was, giving a speech where there was a protest going on, and it's tears are running down the cheeks of the Statue of Liberty tonight, as a great tradition in America, welcoming immigrants that has existed since America was founded has been stomped upon. Schumer declared in a statement, taking in immigrants and refugees is not only humanitarian, but has also boosted our economy and created jobs decade after decade. This is one of the most backward and nasty executive orders that the president has issued.
This president or any president?
He just said the president.
If welcoming immigrants has always been an American tradition, I bet you those people from the Chinese Exclusion Act are going to be really happy to hear that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Passed under.
Or if they're always welcome, what happened to Eisenhower's thing? Operation Wetback. Was that the name of it?
Was that what it's called?
Yeah. That was the name of, I believe it was Eisenhower who sent like 2 million Mexicans back, if I remember correctly, back to Mexico.
And also those ships full of Jewish refugees that got turned back and sent to the concentration camp.
Killed by Hitler. Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to be happy to learn that too.
That might have been FDR. Yeah, that might have been FDR. I think he
progressive hero, FDR.
He also blocked Germans trying to escape any other Germans trying to escape it, any Italians, any Japanese. But that's the thing. You're talking about the hypocrisy. I mean, yes, is it satisfying to some degree to see the liberals crying hysterically over this and the progressives crying?
Yes, but they'd be crying no matter what. Like that. Well, this is
that's
the thing.
Part of it. Like, but the other thing is the people
were they
that are,
not
that,
crying the 8 prior years? Like no, they were crying ceaselessly. It was
they were crying about other things.
Yeah,
exactly. But the people that are egging them on for the most part are no better. Because they forgot all about what Bush did during the Obama years and just yelled about Obama, 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 Obama. And now that Trump's back and doing the same darn thing that Bush was doing and the same darn thing that Obama was doing, the same darn thing that they just completely forget. And they're so obnoxious. And that's why it makes me even more agitated that people that so believe in this so-called believe in freedom are following these idiots and actually thinking it's going to get them somewhere. I mean, I have a friend of mine who, I mean, I don't know how much longer he's going to be a friend at this point. He's really pushing it. He used the phrase, which we actually kind of perverted for the newest show title of my episode of my show that came out today. But he talks about having to go through the eye hole of fascism to get to freedom or to get to anarchy.
The urethra of fascism.
And I'm like, well, no, this is an anarchist. You know, somebody I've known, somebody I've hung out with, somebody who I've let stay in my house, and who's just followed this path lately. And it's just insane. It's like, no, that I. When has that ever worked? Fascism made things better?
Speaking of old, like, I knew fascists before you knew fascists. You know who stayed at my house about 7 years ago?
Adolf
Hitler.
The guy I'm pretty sure who wrote the
the racist Ron Paul newsletters years ago.
Really?
Jeffrey Tucker stayed at your house?
Wow. Oh, man.
Wow. Oh, what a plot twist.
Wow. it's a guy who did
that's Oscar worthy right there.
Not the libertarian. Not what's the guy who ran for president? Adolf, the cute guy, the guy that's the heartthrob that we want to punch. Austin.
Austin.
Yeah.
Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was
Peter? Whatever.
Libertarian Republic.
Yeah, that's his clickbait.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's horrible.
His blog was called libertarianrepublican.net, and it was around since way before then. God, I can't remember this guy's name. He worked at the RLC. It was when I was in the RLC, when I was still a minarchist. Republican Liberty Caucus. You know who they are, right?
I've heard the name, unavailable.
Yeah.
God, what's his name?
They're on Twitter or something.
Yeah, probably.
That's how you make change. It's the current year.
You know what you say when a guy asks you spare change? You say, change comes from within, brother. That should be an answer on this. You should pull out your expensive smartphone and just hit a button and go, change comes from within, brother. Man.
Yeah, there you go. Is there an advice section on this?
How can I get another phone smashed?
Yeah.
Well, don't scare
you. One in a week wasn't enough. I would like to
scream that it's... You got your phone smashed? Wait, what happened to your iPhone, your beautiful people phone?
I dropped it like a fool and a knave. And
do you have the insurance? Like, if I drop my phone,
yeah,
and I still have it. It's destroyed.
I do, and I don't recommend it. It's really almost more trouble than it's worth. I could have just gone, bought another used iPhone, and now they're gonna send me a reconditioned one, which is basically a used iPhone. And it was extremely frustrating. They sent me to a store that couldn't do the repair that they thought they could do the repair, and nobody knew what was happening. I talked to literally 15 different people from the insurance company and my provider, which I won't shout them out on the air, but I will say that it's a form of running that's very fast. And yeah, it was just an awful experience all day long.
Wait, what were you doing? You're having sex and you broke your iPhone?
Yeah, that's exactly what it says.
Is it? Mm-hmm. I got it. Cool.
Yep.
Cool.
You nailed it.
All right. A form of running, vertical running, horizontal and vertical running at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir. An older boy told me to do it.
I don't think that's physically possible.
I'm sorry, sir. An older boy told me to do it.
Well, it just winds up running diagonally.
Well, that's kind of what it is. You know, like, think about missionary style sex. You're going straight down, but you're kind of going forward at the same time. Like,
but you're also going to a foreign country.
How so?
You're a missionary.
The Russians did it.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah.
The Russians did it.
Yeah, I like.
Are you putting me on? Old.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
That's handy.
Yeah, it is.
Was that whatever? That wasn't there before, was it?
That's
is that
new.
One of the new ones?
That's
yeah.
New. And this is DJ doing it.
I don't know what that is.
Trying to sound like a little bit like Marge Simpson. Yeah.
It's not cheating if you sleep with a ghost.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
My favorite commercial, still.
Get me Lysander Spooner on the Ouija board.
That's my favorite.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Currently. Well, I have to listen to the new
fun ones. Section.
But that was my favorite.
Fun and fun too. Electric Boogaloo.
So you make memes while riding bicycles, Steve?
I've made memes while riding bikes. I've made memes while driving. I'm a memeaholic.
Made a meme while doing the horizontal vertical run?
I've not. Wait. Yes, I have. Yeah, I've definitely
made
a meme in the throes of passion before.
I think I've...
Did she notice?
Hey, you're not a black star gay or a red star. What is it? Gold star gay? You're a black star gay.
Black star.
You get black drunk ops. Experiment. You get drunk
on a black ops star. Gay.
You're a fiend star gay.
Hey now, you're a fiend star.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists who think you need a government permission slip for everything? Everything you do is an A to B conversation, and the government should see their way out of it. Create true free markets by adopting the BIPCOT No Government License. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows use or modification of any product, service, or software except by governments or government agents. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
Yeah. Yep.
I could swing that.
As you're a swinger. I like to click my silver.
I used to do that with... US coins that still had silver in them, because that's how I used to find them. Yeah, before I, you know, before I get into actually getting, you know, getting silver, like silver rounds and stuff like that. You know, back in the day when I worked a ton of cashiering jobs, that's I just used to go through the cash register. Yeah, because you just that's how you find them in the piles
last
of money.
Time I
and
found
I
a dime, a pre 64 dime in change was like 78 probably. My dad taught me that when I was like, I don't know, six or something. Like, look for the ones that are before 1964 because they're worth 20 cents.
Yep. I was finding
they were worth back then. Now they're worth like $3.
My dad started me off too. And I think originally we were searching for the wheat back, the 1 year of the wheat back penny. What is it, like 21 or 23? I can't remember what year it is, but there's 1 year of the wheat back penny that they're ridiculously, they go for a lot of money because there was some kind of flaw in it.
Well, and there's also the ones that were printed on steel. There's a couple of years that during one of the wars that the penny
that might have been
the,
that might have been it.
And then, you know, they were like, there are rare flukes of that year that are copper. And so I electroplated a steel penny when I was a kid and tried to pass it off as copper. And we took it to a coin store. The guy pulls out a magnet and goes, it just goes across the table to this giant magnet he had. And he's like, nope.
Nope.
He's like, nope. You see these around. People do this as a joke or to try to scam. I don't even think I was really trying to scam. I think I was just like, I discovered electroplating and was like, oh, this is kind of neat. And then, you know, my dad believed it. And then he took it to the coin store with me. And I was, you know, wanting to say, but it's not. And I'm like, well, what if it magically is now or something?
But what if it is?
yeah, magnets. I run a magnet over all my silver too to make sure, because there are, you know, polished steel looks. It's hard to tell. There are fake silver rounds that are made from steel. Do you know that?
As a juggalo, I'm uncomfortable with the conversation of magnets.
Because how do they work, Effin? Yeah, I ordered a there are people actually collect copper as a precious metal and not just meth heads. I ordered a 1 pound copper loaf, which has stuff stamped into it. It's I think it was $4.50.
Is this copper loaf gluten free?
Yeah. Yeah. I bet those are not counterfeited. You think there's people like making zinc copper loaves and copper electroplating them? Probably not.
I doubt it. I don't think so.
You need a bigger magnet.
We're going to need a bigger magnet. There was some story, I forget who it was, about some loser criminal. And one of the things in his past was that he'd been arrested and served federal prison time for counterfeiting pennies. Does that ring a bell?
Not that I can say.
No, but that sounds awesome, though. Like, what do you how do you get respect on the prison yard? What are you in for? Oh, I counterfeited pennies. Really, well, Lincoln?
In this show that I really like, Sneaky Pete, the main character, Pete. Well, he's not really Pete, but he's going by Pete. So, the real Pete in this story is in prison for robbing a gun range at gunpoint, and they don't talk about what happened, but he for some reason didn't get away with it. Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty funny. That's
so how's your silver baby?
How's my silver? My silver's nice.
How's your silver baby? Is your baby monitor working?
Well, I can see her, can't hear her, cuz you know, don't want
to. You guys still there?
Bad audio. I'm still here. I'm talking to you.
What happened?
With what? I haven't gone anywhere.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah, everyone's here.
I took down the wrong slider.
Okay, then. I'm like, I'm still here. I'm talking. Don't want to talk.
I know.
I'm trying to talk.
What would you have done if I never did get back and just went like, oh, well, and, you know, it wasn't the end of the show, and I just put on some Nick Cave really loud with my mic open?
Did the whole Limbaugh thing where you just talk to the voices in your head.
Yeah. You know, like, I always say that, like, I can do this show with any host. You guys are great and make it a great show, but, like, I could literally pick someone out of the crowd and do a much better show with them than I could with myself. I can't do a show with myself. When I lose you guys, I'm sunk and I panic. But I was like, yeah, you know, most of the great people have someone like that, a foil, a Robin Quivers, if you will, which is not what you guys are, your co-hosts, but you need somebody to bounce off. And I was like, wait, Rush Limbaugh doesn't have that. And he's like the biggest talk radio star. Oh, yeah, the voice is in his head. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good old Rush.
What a Rush. Are you a Rush fan? Yeah, man.
I like some of their stuff, man.
I saw Rush live in Toronto. That was awesome. Well, guys, it's been a mediocre show. I've had a great time.
It's been great.
No, it's been great. I've had fun. I'm kidding.
Yeah, it's fine.
Right. You know. It's been all right. Hey, a bad Freedom Fiend show is better than most good day shows and other shows.
Wow.
The audio was great.